The construction industry can be a tough business to crack. From cash flow problems, struggling to find skilled labour, and not making enough money for your efforts leaves many business owners feeling frustrated and burnt out. But when you get the business strategy right, it's an industry that can be highly satisfying and financially rewarding. I'm here to give you the resources to be able to create a construction business that gives you more time, more freedom, and more money. This is the Develop Your Construction Business podcast, and I'm your host, Greg Wilkes. So welcome to the podcast. This week's episode is going to be really interesting because today we're completely focused on your numbers. And most importantly, it's not just about vanity numbers. We are completely focused on profit. Profit is what it's all about. There's no point running a £1 to £5 million construction business if you can't get the profit you deserve out of it. And it's really sad to see sometimes that so many business owners are taking so much risk in their business and they're not getting the profit that they deserve. It really frustrates me when I see subcontractors earning more than the business owner themselves. So we want to try and solve that for you. Now, a while ago, I read two fantastic books that I found on Amazon, Profit First, written by Mike Michalowicz, and Profit First for Contractors, written by, I think it was Sean Van Dyke, two top books that talked about a principle of what Profit First is. Now, in this week's podcast, we're going to go into real depth about what Profit First is and how it can absolutely transform your business profits and your relationship with money in your business. And to do that, we've brought on a UK specialist in Profit First accounting, and that's Dan Edwards. So Dan, it's great to have you here. Appreciate your time coming on the podcast.
Morning, Greg. It's great to be here. Thank you for having me on.
No, it's a real pleasure, Dan. So Dan, first of all, maybe you'd like just like to introduce yourself and what your company does.
Yeah, so I'm Dan from D&K Accounting. We are certified Profit First professionals. Currently, there are only 15 of us in the UK, but it's a growing number. It's massively increased since lockdown. We are QuickBooks Pro Advisors, and we do all the other sort of accounting fun stuff that people like to ignore. So VATs, tax returns, VAT returns, all that fun stuff that people like to leave to the end of January to sort out.
That's it. And we just said that we're on January 26th where this is being recorded. And I know this is a really hectic time of year for you. So I appreciate you coming on and giving us some time today. Just interesting what you just said there, because you said there's only 15 Profit First accountants in the UK. I know that Profit First has pretty much exploded in the US. It's a principle that's well known over there, and but the UK is a little bit slower to adopt this. So it's great having you on as a specialist, because I know a lot of people will ask their accountants if they do Profit First or they know what Profit First is, and they probably don't. They'll get a bit of a blank stare.
Yeah. We've taken on a client this week, and she's we network with her quite often. I talk about Profit First all the time, and she went to her accountant and goes, I've read this book, I really love it, I want to implement it in my business. She goes, I haven't got a clue what you're talking about. Yeah. Why are you doing all these transfers for? You're creating more work for me. Right? It's not like that in reality.
Yeah, no, great. Well, we're going to dive into what it is and what it means as we go through this podcast. So maybe we should just start with a really straightforward question that, you know, anyone that's listened to this that hasn't read those books, they're going to be asking, what are you talking about? What is Profit First? So can you give us a little bit of a summary of how you would describe Profit First?
Yeah. So Profit First is a cash implementation system where you take into account profit, VAT, tax, owner's wages, expenses, but on a sort of twice monthly basis. So within your bank accounts, you set up little pots of money. And when you receive money in, you separate that out into envelopes or spaces, depending if you're styling it's spaces, if you Bonzo it's pots, it depends what bank you're using. But it focuses your mind that, yes, you will have tax to pay, so you put that aside. But importantly, you put money aside for yourself for profit. So 1-2% to start with, and then every 3 months you take half of that profit pot and spend it on whatever the hell you like. We've had people buy holidays, buy drones. Sadly enough, I bought a robotic vacuum cleaner because I hate vacuum cleaning, so I bought one of those. And then the other half sort of goes into a vault account, a sort of savings account. 3 days. So if something happens, you have a low month or a slow month, you have that money saved up for yourself. Or if you're looking to grow or invest, you have that pot of money there to do with what you like in your business. So if something happens like a pandemic or something, you know, you've got that, you become your own bank. You don't need to go for borrowing because you've got that money growing there for you.
Yeah, great. So I guess one of the principles of it is that we're not spending everything that comes into our business. We're putting it away and yep. saving it. And it's a special method of being able to do that. It's actually fantastic to talk about what you can do with surplus funds, because many business owners I speak to, there's no surplus funds in the business, you know, far from it. And it's quite exciting to talk about, you know, whatever it is you're going to go and buy, a drone or a robot Hoover. By the way, I've got one of them. It's constantly sitting in the corner, uncharged, and doesn't do what it's meant to do. But it's nice to talk about those things, isn't it? To think, actually, I've got a load of money to spend on that. So it's a fantastic system. So why do you think, obviously, you've seen both sides of the coin in accounting, and obviously you have to deal with both sides of the coin because you're not just profit first accountants. You have to be UK regulated and chartered accountants as well. Why do you think it's a better way of accounting?
Historically, people, as you say, tend to spend all their money in the business. As we grow up, we're always taught to eat everything on our plates, don't leave anything, you know, it's waste if you leave it. So as business owners, we get the money into our bank account and go, oh, I've got £10,000 to spend. I'm going to spend everything. And then the VAT returns roll around, or the corporation tax rolls around, or the self-assessment rolls around, and go, I've got no money. The accountants say I've made all this profit, I've got this tax to pay, but I don't see it in my bank account. Mm-hmm. Whereas profit first, you see you are constantly saving for that. You're constantly putting money aside for those things, so you're more mindful of it, which from an accountant's point of view, stops having those conversations of how you're going to pay your tax bill. Mm-hmm. Because I know they've got this money saved up, because I can see it in QuickBooks or Xero. I can see them saving the money up. I know it's there. So when I give them the tax bill, instead of giving them the tax bill, I go, you've got 30 grand saved up, your tax bill's 18,000. So what are you going to spend the rest of the money on? You're going on holiday, you're doing something nice for yourself with it, because the surplus is for them to do something with.
What a lovely conversation to have.
And it is. And it's much nicer.
I'm sure it is, yeah. And I guess the thing is, especially in construction, is that sometimes you can be dealing with absolutely huge amounts of money. You know, one minute you're getting a payment in for 20 grand, 30 grand, whatever it's going to be. Big, big lumps, and you can feel rich. You can, you know, all of a sudden you think, well, it's great, I've got all these payments in. But the next thing is you've got a VAT bill, and then it's really painful. And and I think that's the life of a general construction business owner. It's a bit of a roller coaster. One minute you're up and thinking you're loaded, and the next minute you're scrambling around trying to pay a small bill. So I'm sure you see that all the time.
We do, yeah. Especially with the VAT reverse charge. Now contractors are having to pay VAT for the subcontractors. They see the extra money's in their bank account. They don't sometimes don't link the two together. That is not their money. It's the VAT man's money. And one person you don't really want to pee off is the VAT man, because he has a lot of powers and he will come after you for that money. Yeah. So that's why profit first is you put it away. You don't spend it. You don't see it. It's hidden away from you. So it's not in your everyday glance at the bank account.
Yeah. So it's so powerful. Now, you touched on this briefly. So give us a little bit of idea of what the principle is with these, you know, like envelopes and things like that. What does that really mean?
So I don't know about you, but when I was growing up, when my parents received money into the household, they would have envelopes where they would put money in for holidays, money in for Christmas, money in for whatever it was, mortgage, rent. So the money was allocated to something. Whereas business owners tend to just have a big pot of money that's there. Whereas profit first, you have those little envelopes of money. I've got, say, VAT, tax, advertising, because I know I've got to spend that money at some point. Any annual costs I've got a pot set aside for that. So I save monthly for my annual costs, software, computer equipment. I know I'm going to replace my computer in a year's time, so I'm saving up for that now rather than spending a grand in a year's time. I've got that money put aside. So the profit first method is you think this through. You look at, when you first start up and do your assessment, you look at your expenses for a year and you pick up those annual expenses where you're spending money. You also sort of trim off sort of waste, things that you don't need, but you're mindful of everything you spend within your business within that year. And then you save for it regularly.
Yeah.
And then one of the important things is having a separate bank somewhere else. I use Starling for my main bank account and Monzo for my sort of hidden bank account.
Yeah.
So every month I move money from Starling to Monzo, and I don't look at Monzo for my everyday banking.
Mm-hmm.
That's out the way. I log into that twice a month and do the transactions I need to there, but otherwise it's just put away, out the way.
Outside, out of mind.
Yeah, interesting. One of our self-assessment clients, she actually has her vault money and she puts it into premium bonds.
Okay.
This is not investment advice or anything like that, but she puts it into premium bonds because she may win some money off the back of that
within yeah,
the
yeah.
premium bonds. And the money is, again, out of sight, out of mind, but she can cash it in as and when she likes it. So that's a method that she uses for it. Might not work so well for construction industry, but say that's a, but maybe subcontractors could do something similar.
Yeah. That's really interesting. So I guess this has been made a lot easier now with some of the I don't know what you call it, disruptor banks like Starling and Monzo that have come into the market, because I know I've now got an account with Starling, but I used to just be HSBC or Lloyds, or still am with them. But it's a lot more difficult to open multiple accounts with those traditional banks.
Yeah.
But Starling and Monzo, just briefly tell us what they allow for, like, easily.
So under within Starling, Monzo, I think Metal do similar. You create sub accounts. So you still have your main bank account, but you have these sort of silos of money that you can now make payments from if you wish to, but they don't appear when, if you log into your bank account on Starling, you just see the headline figure. You don't see these amounts that are hidden away from you.
Yeah.
So psychologically, you don't know they're there, but you know they're there.
Yeah. Yeah, it's
and they're free. Starling Bank doesn't charge you for a bank account. Monzo doesn't charge you. Metal doesn't charge for them. But HSBC, after the initial period of 9-10 months, you then start being charged for the bank account, £10 a month, whatever it is. And if you've got 6 or 7 of those on the go, that's 60, 70, 80 quid before you've even started earning money.
Yeah.
It can become expensive. The Challenger banks have made life a lot easier, and Starling are just launching a second current account for businesses within the app. I think that's coming sometime shortly, so it'll make the income account and the OPEX account a lot easier to manage, because currently you have to combine the two in a way.
That's interesting.
So it'll make that a lot easier.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And I know that with Starling, I mean, I haven't hit a limit yet, but I've got multiple spaces in, or envelopes, if whatever you want to call it, in my Starling, and they're not charging me for any of those, and it seems like I can just keep creating them. So it's really interesting method of doing things. So we understand the principles, and just to, if anyone hasn't quite got it yet, what we're saying is you'll get a load of money into your account, and you're going to distribute that into envelopes. So one thing that Profit First talks about is allocation percentages. And this is where, it doesn't get complicated, but this is where, if anyone's listening to the podcast or watching this on YouTube, you've got to pay a little bit of attention to some of this stuff. So let's imagine, if I was taking the average of my listeners, they would be running £1 million construction company a year. Let's just go for that.
Yeah.
What would typical allocation percentages be for a business like that? How would they split out the money that comes into their business?
Okay. So for construction businesses, you obviously have subcontractors, which take up a lot of your costs. So if we say that's about 800 grand per se for a company turning over £1 million. So then they're left with 200,000. That's the figure that we would use percentages on.
Mm-hmm.
So typically, the corporation tax rate is 19 at the moment, but is going to raise up to about 25, depending on how much your profit is. If we say typically 15% of that would be a reasonable number to say per month. So from that 200,000, you put away 15% of that for taxes. Profit, Mike suggests you always start low, 1-3% as you build up to it, but we like to get around the 5-8% to start with. It's a bit more, you can actually do something with that. So actually, you can buy a cup of coffee for £4, but 5% is a lot nicer. So about £10,000, sort of 10% of that, 5% of that for profit. Owner's pay, he likes to get towards 50 or 60, but to start with 40 seems a reasonable amount. 200K, that's 80 grand a year. Mm-hmm. So you sort of level with a normal subcontractor and that sort of, and you can build up as you go along. And again, expenses around the same, about 40% of that 200k. So it's not including any subcontractor costs. It's just office and other costs that you've got, of course. And then every quarter you move those percentages on a bit. So the profit percent goes up, the owner's pay goes up, whereas the expenses will come down, which is all about cutting the waste away and running more leanly as a business.
Yeah.
As you get on, as you move on with the profit first system.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. So just to clarify for that, for anyone that's listening, if you've got a little bit confused with that, when we're saying if you're a £1 million company and 800's going to subcontractors, we're talking about labor and materials in that 800,000, aren't we? So that's your cost of sale, if you like. And then we're left with 20% as your operating expenses to split out. What's really important is that there are assessments and there are setups that can be done with a profit first coach. So if you don't know what your allocation percentages are, and you haven't read the book, you can talk to someone like Dan or do a thing online that Dan will tell you about later that can give you a little bit of a clue on where you should be putting this money. So just if anyone's listening to that and got a little, because sometimes it's quite hard on the podcast to keep up with that when you're driving and, work out what's going on. So what's interesting is when a lot of people first think about doing profit first and they go into the system, they realize that actually, is there that much money in the business for me to take the 20% for myself, or whatever you said earlier, the £80,000 for myself? Actually, is that a reality? And sometimes they can look at their costs over the last year and think, oh, that's actually pretty tough. So they've got to start thinking about maybe cutting back somewhere. Why do you think why is cutting waste an important principle of profit first?
I think it's the initial thing you do when after you've done the assessment. You look at all your expenses for the year and you label them P, R's or a U. P is profit driving, so you can't get rid of that. Although I argue there's nothing that's a P expense. Mm-hmm. Everything can be cut or changed. R's replaceable, so things like mobile phone bills, telephone, internet bills, accountants bills, all those can be renegotiated or renewed with somebody else, subscriptions and things. And the U expenses, when we all have these expenses we pay out, we sign up for things and then we don't use it. Like if you, like January now, lots of people signed up for the gym this month. Next month they won't use it. The month after they won't use it. And as business owners, we like to collect things. We sort of hoard expenses and we find it really difficult to let go of them.
Yeah.
But if we did let go of them, that's tens, if not thousands of pounds worth of money that could be spent elsewhere or on yourself, which is why that's the sort of first major thing we do after the assessment. We look at the expenses because that's where the quick wins can be made. That's where we can go, well, we saved you sort of £3-4 grand here in one month.
Yeah.
That's money that you can be redeploying somewhere else in your business, either paying yourself or if you needed that new member of staff but not quite managed to afford it yet, then you can start planning for that. But it's the same we're running a personal and business sort of coaching thing this month in January, where we're looking at that for both personal and business, because when you work for yourself, they're so intertwined. And the amount of Netflix subscriptions and Disney subscriptions that everyone has, they don't use, but because they are deemed to be small amounts, people don't care as much. But those small amounts add up.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. That's why these companies, you know, they're billion-dollar companies for a reason, aren't they? They know that people just let that slide. It's really important just to stop sometimes. And, well, I mean, I think it should be done pretty regularly, every quarter, every 6 months, just to have a look and think, well, you know, where am I at with my expenses? Because it can soon run away with you. I see this all the time with businesses that, you know, they might get to £1 million and then all of a sudden they're scaling rapidly and you just see their overheads just rocket because they're like, right, let's get this and get that. And it can get a little bit out of control. You think, oh, wow, this is a, you know, you think you're earning a fortune and then you've scaled and you haven't earned any more money for the year, and that's frustrating. So I can certainly see and why cutting the waste is so important. But what about those that might be listening to this that are actually in debt? Let's imagine, you know, some are listening to this now and they're thinking, look, every time the money comes into the business. All right, my 70 or 80% gets paid to labor and subcontractors and materials. Actually, by the time I work everything out, I've got no money. You know, it's all getting paid off on bounce back loans or whatever else debt people have got themselves into.
Yeah.
How does the system work with that? How does it address that?
So if we use a sort of debt snowball system where you still put 1-3% aside for profit, but when you take your half for profit, you use some of that, but not all of it. You use 95% of that profit figure to pay down the smallest debt first. Get it clear, get it out of the way. So we recommend you list all your debts, smallest to largest. Doesn't matter what the interest rates are on this particularly. You list them all, the smallest to largest, and you pay the smallest one off first, but that 95% from your profit pot. Mm-hmm. And then whatever you're paying on that debt, next time around, once it's cleared off, you then add that to the next one. And then the next one, the next one, the next one, and eventually, you'd have snowballed enough of those payments that you make a large dent in the big ones. But it's still important that 5% left from your profit share is still spent on you, it's still spent on doing something for you, because it helps with motivation. You see the system working, and you start to think, well, this is what I'm enjoying with my 5%. What's it going to be like when I get the whole amount to myself? Mm. So it mentally stimulates people to think and sort of think positively about it. I can do this because that's being paid off. Then they can see a process to follow. People have lost like graphs and charts for this. I know I'm gonna pay it off in 3 months. That's paid off in 9 months. And you can see that the look on their face, the relief that they can see that this, if they follow the system,
yeah,
everything will work out nicely. It's just getting into that habit of 1%. If you can run your business on 100%, you can run your business on 99% of whatever you earn. You can run your business on 98%. You just don't spend that stationary. You just don't do something else. You sort of cut back a bit, so you know you can do it.
Yeah.
And then say every quarter you take that half that money, 95% of it, smallest step first, and then repeat, rinse and repeat.
Yeah, that's interesting. Obviously, I can see the psychological appeal to that, because I guess some debts would take years potentially to pay off, depending on how much debt you're in. And if you're constantly paying off debt and you're not getting any reward for it, you know, that's pretty disheartening, isn't it? So I know that the big principle of profit first is, look, profit goes away first, as the book said, and you get some benefit from that. Otherwise, what's the point of being in business if you can't
enjoy
something? So that sounds great, and a great way of getting in control of your debt, and maybe a little bit different for people listening to this. They might think, oh well, the obvious thing is pay the highest interest rate off first, but this is, again, it's more of a psychological tip. If you were talking to someone else, they go, that's not the way to do it, but from a psychological point of view, if it gets your debt paid off, then that is the best way, isn't it? If it works. So that's great. Okay. You've obviously worked with a number of businesses, Dan, that you've worked with some that are just doing traditional accounting, and you're working with businesses that are doing purely profit first. Have you got any examples or stories of how, obviously not naming any names, but how businesses have changed, like once they've started implementing profit first?
Yeah, so we work with a photographer we met through networking. He came to us because he received his tax bill just before Christmas, and it was £3,000-£5,000. I can't remember the figure off the top of my head. Just before Christmas. So obviously, that's not the news you want before Christmas. To make it worse, he hadn't saved any money up, bless him. So he spent the whole Christmas and New Year worrying about how to pay it off. Then he came to us, and I'd been talking about profit first for months before he moved to us, and he came and was like, I want to do this. So we set him up with the profit first system. He started saving regularly, and this year we sent him his tax bill in sort of May, June time, and he had the money straight away, paid it off, and had enough left over to go on holiday. So he was chuffed to bits with that. Chuffed to bits, absolutely. And he's sort of gone a little bit further. He loves to see the money grow in his business, so he's reluctant to take out his profit. Like, well, you need to take something out to enjoy yourself. But I said, well, it gives me more joy to see the money growing. I guess because he was in that situation where he didn't have his tax money, it gives him more joy to see it there and like whatever floats your boat. You know, I prefer to buy robot vacuum cleaners, but if you want to leave it there, that's perfectly up to you. That's perfectly fine. But all our clients that we work with, we've had people reduce their debts down, say book holidays because they have that extra money there. And you can see the stress they have when we first start working with them. They're, I say, hating what they're doing, but they can't see a way forward out of it.
Yeah.
And you get to the first end of the first quarter and you send a message saying, so what are you going to spend your money on? We have one person doing it, and she's fairly small as a business. So her profit was, say, £200, £300 that she took out. But she went to the hairdressers, and she's not a vain person. So it was something massive for her to be able to spend that money on herself rather than worrying about it. And yeah, construction, we have someone working in the construction industry using it, and they previously had issues with debts, and they're now debt free pretty much this year, having been 60, 80 grand in debt.
Wow.
So they've worked really hard over the last 3 years to get that money down. And now they're seeing the benefit because that money they were spending, that can go to them now. Part of that can be their money for wages or profit or whatever they deem fit or grow the business. It's you can see the stress lift off them as the months go by, and you get some nice emails from people thanking you for implementing it. Well, you know, I've been doing it myself since I started the business 6 years ago, and it just makes life so much easier.
Yeah, 100%.
I look forward to paying my tax bill because I know I'm going to get a bonus off the back of it, and so it works.
Yeah, what a mindset shift that is, and I think that's really fantastic. And you know, the reason I wanted to get you on today, Dan, is because I can see the power in Profit First. It's something we teach in Mastermind with our guys, and we're seeing people implement it in there. It just makes a huge, huge difference. And it's nothing, I don't know what the word is, that there's, it's not, I mean, it might sound complex just listening to it on the podcast, but it's very straightforward and a simple way of accounting once you get into the swing of it. You need a Profit First coach to, Profit First accountant to just maybe help you set things up and analyze things and just help you through it, because it can get a little bit complex with CAS and VAT and reverse VAT and all the other things that go on. So that's why an accountant might be great. And at the end of the day, you've got to pay an accountant anyway, so why not use an accountant that can actually do both methods of accounting for you? You've got, you know, it's almost like a cash flow method and a traditional, you know, transaction method. So I'm all for it, and I think it's fantastic. If any of my listeners are listening to this for the first time, they've never heard of this process, what I would just say to anyone that's listening is, try and read the book if you can, about why Mike Michalowicz set up Profit First, the reasons behind it. It's really motivating, because it will just help you realize that you're not the only one in this boat. If you're going through business at the moment and you're struggling and you can't see the benefits of all the work you're putting in, then read the book, because Mike understands that. And also, if you've got time, read Profit First for Contractors. I also think that's pretty useful. But even after reading both of those books, there is tweaks that need to be made, because they are US books, and there are slightly different things here in the UK that you'll need to tweak. So you do need to talk to someone about it. And, you know, Dan, or, you know, if have a chat with your own accountant, but if your own accountant doesn't do Profit First, then you want to be speaking to someone like Dan just to understand it. So that'd be the advice I give. Dan, can you just tell us a little bit more about your company and services you offer? Because there might be people listening to this thinking, sounds fantastic, but where do I start? Like, what's the next step for me before I commit to this? What would you recommend to them with going, you know, talking to you?
I'd highly recommend reading the book. Mike's done so many YouTube videos and lectures about Profit First during his time. Jump on one of those and have a look. we offer a free discovery call. So there's links on our website and LinkedIn pages where they can book a free half-hour chat with us, and we'll go for an instant assessment with them if they have their numbers available. So they can have a sort of snapshot view of what's going on in the business from a profit first sense. So that's free of charge.
Just tell us what your website is, Dan. We'll put it in the links, but just so
we've got it's www.profitfirst.uk or www.dkaccounting.uk as well.
Yeah, so yeah. Easy ones to remember there. So that's great. Yeah. So they can come onto your website. And sorry, just say that again, what they get on the website.
So on the website, they can book a discovery chat with me. And then during that chat, we'll get to know their business a little bit better, what they do, what they hope to achieve. If they want to, we can run an instant assessment for them, which is what the book, sort of the starting point for the book, so they can see what areas they're overspending in or under investing in. And then if they want to, we want to a full assessment, we can offer a full assessment for them and implementation, as well as the traditional accounting things. So they VAT returns, tax returns, accounts, payroll, everything except for audit. We don't touch audit.
Yeah, fair enough.
Our preferred software is QuickBooks, although we do use others. Others are available.
Good stuff. Yeah, that's fantastic. Thanks for that, Dan. So anyone listening to this, if you think this could be beneficial to your business, certainly speak to Dan. If you've already got an accountant that you're happy with and you think you can implement this yourself, then that's great. Just, you know, get your envelope set up, work out your allocation percentages, and be disciplined in splitting that out. In the book, it talks about doing it twice a month. So if you can do that, you will really see a massive difference. And how amazing would it be to get to the end of the year, to have your taxes paid, know that all your accounts are full so that you can pay everyone you need to. You don't have to worry about paying suppliers. And then there's a bucket of money left for you to spend on yourself and for a rainy day. I mean, what an amazing achievement that would be. And you deserve that for, you know, working hard and the risk and the efforts that you put in. You know, everyone deserves to have that in business. So really thank you, Dan, for coming on the podcast today and enabling that for people and jumping on board with this, because I think it's so powerful. And we are changing people's lives when we implement this stuff and help them do it. We're changing personal lives and family lives, and I think that's the joy, isn't it, seeing that. So great to have you on board. So thanks everyone for listening, and we look forward to seeing you on the next podcast. If anyone's got any stories that where they've implemented this and they've had some success with it, I'd love to hear about it, and I'm sure Dan would as well. So drop me an email or put a message on our Facebook page or whatever it is. We'd love to hear how Profits First work for you, and that just inspires other people to consider it in their business. So take care, everyone. Thank you very much, Dan.
Thank you very much, Greg.
Can I just ask a quick favor? If you're getting some value out of our podcast, I'd really appreciate it if you could just quickly go online, make sure you subscribe, and leave us a review on the platform that you're listening on. That really helps our rankings and just helps other construction business owners find out about the show so they can improve their businesses too. So let me just say thanks in advance. If you'd like to work with me to fast track your construction business growth, then reach out on www.developcoaching.co.uk.